joining us via phone, one of our favorites. We love her so much, the wonderful Ellen Gehr, the life force behind the Theatricum Botanicum. We like to have Ellen in studio, but she's joining us via phone out there in the heart of Topanga. Welcome, Ellen.
Oh, thank you for having us today. I really appreciate your taking the time.
And you're going to tell us about this wonderful season, and even before the wonderful season is a wonderful fundraiser.
Yes, and we're sold out.
Oh, is that right?
The fundraiser is sold out, and we're very excited. Pamela Adlon is with Kifo Nielsen, and they're doing the point, and it's just wonderful to have something sold out.
Well, and, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention to you was last week, I think it was, I can hardly keep my days straight anymore, I had the legendary photographer Henry Diltz in, you know, who did all those great historic photos of the Laurel Canyon scene, the Doors, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I asked him, who impressed you over all the years? Who is the person that really kind of floats your boat? And of course, he started with the modern folk quartet, and he picked up a camera and a used camera store for $25, and that changed the course of his life. But he comes from the folk world, and he said to me, Pete Seeger. And I said, oh my gosh, do you know Ellen Gehr?
yeah, it was one of our glory days to have Pete actually here, and one of the days we sold out, of course, a man of such mythic proportion.
And you do a tribute to him every year, and you do a tribute to Woody. Are you doing those this year as well?
We're not doing our tributes this year, darn it. I think we'll go back to them. You know, people are just, as you know, crawling back into some reality, and so we were very, very cautious about what an audience would want, and we also knew that theater is coming back, which is so exciting. It was a long time of not knowing, even if we had enough actors, and who was getting this and who was getting that. So the plays we're doing this year is we're starting off with The Merry Wives of Windsor, and for some reason I put it in the 50s. So we're using a lot of...
For some reason.
I think it's because it's, you know, the beginning of women saying, hey, wait a minute, I don't have a credit card. What is this going on in the 50s? And so it's a perfect way to do this play, because everybody's thinking new thoughts and thinking about history and thinking about what's going to be. So we're doing it in a joyous manner. We even have a tap dance. So people need joy now, and I think that's what they'll get from this Merry Wives of Windsor.
I'm really happy you're doing the West Side Waltz.
I'm so glad you are, Julio.
Well, I saw it with Katharine Hepburn many, many years ago, but this is a completely rewritten version.
Well, I know what happened is that excuse me. Oh, yeah. What happened was that I read it when I was 50 years old, and there was something about this play that is always. It always hit me, even more than on Golden Pond, which Ernest Thompson, the author, wrote. And so I found him in Maine, and I asked him if we could do it. And he said, oh, that would be wonderful. He got so excited about going back to this piece, because it's during the period of 1985 when AIDS was killing hundreds and thousands of people, and mostly men, mostly gay men, and he has written it so it's not that it's updated, but it's more cautious about the language that you use, because let's face it, we're now all learning how to speak better and relate to each other better. And so he went at this play with that approach, and it's just wonderful.
Well, I love the photo you sent. It's a kind of a mini family photo. Your sister, Mallory, your daughter, Ellen. But I want to know, when did Melora start learning to play the violin? I always knew her as being a folk guitarist.
Well, I know. Well, her son is helping her, and will, of course, you know, be recording a lot of that because it's Schumann and it's Chopin and so it. It takes years and years and years to do that. We'll do the simple things, but the rest will be recorded.
Well, her son is a marvelous cellist. He's almost a world famous cellist. So I'm sure he would be a great help to her.
No, she's got her two boys here from Europe, and they know all about every classical piece, and they're going to be there for us and handling the music for us. So it's a family thing. It's, you know, as I get older and go on in life, my favorite thing is to work with my family, and I'm lucky that I'm able to do it within this play. Yeah. We also are doing our dream again, and with more music. I love this idea of taking Shakespeare's language, and then when it reaches a high emotional point, to put it into song, because the generations of today, they listen to music all the time, and it's harder for them to listen to, you know, verse. And this helps, I think, focus for this generation. Anyway, I'm exploring that. Then the other one that we're doing is Trouble the Water. Gerald Rivers, who is a longtime company member, he sent me this book, and he said, "Ellen, let's make a play of this." And I said, "Oh," and I read it, and it's written by Rebecca Bruff, and it's about Robert Smalls, who began enslaved and ended up in his later years five times in Congress, and how he went through the whole process, how he escaped slavery with his family and others. He even met Abraham Lincoln, who gave him the first black militia post. And he's an extraordinary man. Nobody knows about him. And this story, I think, is going to reach a lot of people and, again, mix us up more.
It's an extraordinary season. And, again, the two plays that are Shakespearean fare, which is a perennial favorite, and of course one of those, Midsummer Night's Dream, there is no better setting to do this play than out at the Theatricum Botanicum.
I know, if I pull it out, I get angry calls. So that's good. It's all good. Yeah, and then we have our Under the Oaks. We have a nice quartet coming, and we're going to be honoring Stephen Sondheim, our Theatricum Cabaret, which will be fun. And we have a wonderful new local band, Acoustic Asylum, will be playing. And so there's a lot going on here.
Well, and just for those who haven't been out to the Theatricum, you really owe it to yourself to make a trip out there. And I suggest, making an afternoon of it, because you can go out there and have something to eat and sit under and visit the Shakespeare Garden and the Woody Shack. You can't go inside the Woody Shack, but you can see it there. But just to experience the Theatricum in the heart of Topanga is special in and of itself. And I think it's a great way to spend an afternoon and an evening under the stars in a totally unique setting that has a history that's just incredible.
Yeah. We've been here a long time now, and we're now evolving into the new generation. My daughter will be taking over my post probably in a couple years, our changes are wonderful. Our intern program, we now have an apprentice program. We have incredible camps and classes for adults and children, and the beat goes on. We're very strong. We've been very lucky to be able to be connected in the digital world with each other, and now it's like an explosion of thousands of roses in bloom. Now that we're all together again.
And I did want to mention that you've generously donated, as you often, always do. Whenever we ask, there you are. And you've generously donated some season passes for this wonderful season. And if our audiences, you know, want to take a look, go to the website, because you'll basically, this will afford you a pair of tickets to all of these plays, which is incredible. And you basically have such flexibility because this goes all the way from May, basically, which is behind us, but June through October. So there's plenty of flexibility in the schedule to get out there.
Well, and also for people who can't afford, and with everything going up so high, it's absolutely ridiculous. We do, each play does have a pay what you can day, so you can come for zero. Well, we just love to have you out here because, you know, just driving out here costs gas.
Right.
So, you know, it's a good place to get away from the city, get away from your phones, get away from, the digital world and just be, and, That the outside botanicum part of theatricum really offers that.
Yeah, and as they say, that's priceless. So
it is priceless. Yeah.
I want to thank you so much, Ellen, for taking the time. And we do want to encourage our listeners to call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And you want to press 2. That'll take you to the call center.
Or you can go to kpfk.org.
Mm-hmm. And get a pair of season tickets here because it's the 2022 Ties That Bind summer season out at the Theatricum Botanicum. And Ellen, you know, of course, you know how much I admire you as an actress. One of my favorite movies of all time is Harold and Maude.
Mine too.
If you did nothing else in this lifetime, that's something. But it's so wonderful to see you as an actress and your family. But also the plays that you're not in, you're always there. And if people, you know, have an opportunity to come out and say hello and really see this beautiful treasure in the heart of Topanga, that's worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, good, good. Yes, please come. All welcome. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it, Donna and Julio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck with your fundraiser. Good luck.
Thank you. And we're a media sponsor on the summer season at the Theatricum, we're proud to say. And guess what? It's only a pledge of $75, Julio.
I mean,
that's almost embarrassing, really, because...
For season tickets?
Season passes for two, you know, and you've got flexibility. Your choice of performance is pending availability. There's just no better thing, because you've got two tickets, you know. What you can do is just invite different friends to each play you go to. It's and introduce others to the Theatricum Botanicum. It's 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I think that's the deal of the day, a $75 pledge for a pair of season passes to the Theatricum Botanicum of 5 plays. It's just a beautiful, beautiful premium to get for yourself or somebody else. So let's review, and then I want to get to